from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins has its first ever Indigenous police chief. Piper Tom Luke led the Timmins Police Service Honor Guard and dignitaries into the ceremony to swear in Chief Sidney Leckie. The program had a large Indigenous presence, from drumming and singing to smudging the new chief. Leckie's career stretches over 29 years, including chief of police in three British Columbia communities, and most recently as chief superintendent and commanding officer of the 23 Northwest Territories detachments of the RCMP. A member of a New Brunswick First Nation off the Bay of Fundy, Leckie pledged a culture of collaboration, transparency, and accountability in Timmins. Two small forest fires that sprung up over the weekend southeast and southwest of Timmins are each about a hectare in size. One is considered under control, one being held. A hectare is about 2.5 football fields. MNR Fire Information Officer Allison Lake says the fire danger rating between Sault Ste. Marie and Timmins and up to James Bay is high. It was a drying, windy long weekend, and weather moving in will provide isolated thunderstorms and rain.
However, the thunderstorms by nature are isolated, so there could be some significant rain in some areas and next to nothing in others.
Lake advises not to assume that because where you are got rain, the entire region did. Discovering their artistic abilities and Indigenous culture and traditions came together last week for a group of students at O'Gorman Intermediate School. Led by a professional artist, they painted a mural inside the school. It features seven creatures that represent the seven grandfather teachings. Grade 8 student Danica Burns is one of the young painters.
When we started, we actually had an elder come over and she actually talked with us for a little bit. And we wound up listening to how like things like love is important and all that, and learning about the mural itself, the grandfather teachings. That's what we painted on the wall.
There are two audio links on our website. One features more from Danica Burns and fellow grade 8 student Jacob Gravel. We take one more swing at our look at local ballparks in this week's Timmins History feature. Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman says mining companies built ballparks for their employees, usually at the mine sites. That includes the jewel among the diamonds that's about to fade into history itself.
The Hollinger Park is one of the premier ones, with the grandstand created as a baseball diamond, as a baseball park in the late 1930s. The McIntyre had a great ballpark close to the railway tracks, and it was part of the McIntyre Park.
We continue to thank Karen Bachman for her vital role in our weekly history feature. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mytimmonsnow.com.